Christopher Robin made several copies of the team sheet and decorated them with bats and balls and stumps and bales and pinned them to the trees around the clearing. Piglet took a copy and showed it to Eeyore.
"It's good, isn't it, Eeyore? We're all on it," he pointed. "This is where it says my name, and your name, Eeyore, is here and here."
"Here and here?"
inquired Eeyore.
"Yes, Eeyore, because Christopher Robin says you are to be wicket-keeper for both sides."
"A wicket-keeper, little Piglet? Well, well, well."
Eeyore did not know what a wicket-keeper was or what it did, but it sounded necessary. It was time for the umpire to toss a coin to decide who would bat first. Captain Rabbit had not come back after going to clean his larder, so Tigger was sent to retrieve him, and Pooh was selected as acting captain for the Four Legs team.
"Heads or tails?" asked Owl, the umpire.
"I don't know, Owl," said Pooh. "Which is better?"
"Whichever is going to come down on top."
"But I don't know that."
"Which is why I'm asking you to guess, Pooh Bear."
Pooh called heads, but the coin came down tails up, and Christopher Robin announced that the two legs would bat first, with Kanga and Lottie opening the innings.
"Where does the wicket-keeper go?"
Eeyore asked. "Behind the wicket, of course," said Christopher Robin. "You have to catch the ball."
"How do I do that?"
asked Eeyore, looking at his hooves.
"Any way you can, Eeyore. You have pads and gloves."
"I hardly like to mention this, Christopher Robin, but there only appear to be two pads, and others are wearing them."
"You'll just have to do the best you can," said Christopher Robin, who was beginning to think that there was too much talking and not enough playing. Rabbit as captain made Pooh the bowler, saying he needed the exercise. Lottie hit the first ball of the innings into a clump of heather, and it was only when friends and relations joined in the search that the ball was found. At the end of Lottie's first six balls, Henry Rush's scoring team put 30 in the scoring book, under instruction from Rabbit, who kept muttering bad-temperedly,
"She scored 3 sixes and 3 fours. Lottie should be on my team."
On his second go at bowling, Pooh became more confident and bowled a couple of really fast ones, the first of which struck Eeyore on the chest.
"Well stopped, Eeyore,"
cried Rabbit, and there was scattered applause.
"Couldn't help it,"
wheezed Eeyore. Then it was Tigger's turn to bowl. He threw the ball high into the air. "That's called a donkey drop," said Christopher Robin.
"Not by me,"
muttered Eeyore. This time, instead of using the bat to hit the ball, Lottie leaped into the air, twisting and turning, and caught hold of it in mid-flight. Everyone applauded her athleticism, but Christopher Robin had to explain that she was not supposed to catch it, except when the other side was batting.
"Out!"
cried Owl.
"What do you mean by out?"
Lottie went up to Owl, the umpire, and glared at him. Owl did not react. Christopher Robin explained that if the umpire said you were out, he did not need to tell you why.
"You're no gentleman," Lottie told Owl, and sulked for a while behind some bluebells before realizing how pretty they looked and picking herself a bunch.
Now it was Kanga's turn to bat. She put Roo into her pouch, and when she ran, she claimed double the score.
"Both Roo and me," she said.
"Not sure about that,"
said Owl, and after several such runs, judged Roo to be out because his feet had not touched the ground. When Kanga challenged him, Owl explained,
"It says two legs, not no legs. I can't allow any of those runs to count for either of you. And you're out too, Kanga, for arguing with the umpire."
Fortunately for the two legs, Christopher Robin was still to bat against Rabbit, and he thwacked the ball for 4 sixes, one after another, just like that. When Piglet took his turn as bowler, he found the ball so heavy that Owl allowed him to run halfway along the pitch before rolling it along the ground. It was Piglet who finally did for Christopher Robin, bowled out after 33 runs. This was what Henry Rush, with a little help from Christopher Robin, wrote in the smart new scoring book. Test match. Two legs versus four legs. Two legs innings. Lottie, caught by Lottie, 39. Rue, feet off the ground, 0. Kanga, arguing with umpire, 0. Christopher Robin, bowled by Piglet, 33. Extras, 3. Total, 75.